This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Drivers this summer are paying the highest gas prices since 2008, in part because of the turmoil in Iraq. But mass transit riders are also feeling the sting of new rate increases in places like Boston, St. Louis, and D.C. Some of this is driven by increasing operating costs, but even with these fare hikes, the transit systems will still lose money. Tracy Samuelson explains.
There's a bit of a science to setting the fare for that swipe through a subway turnstile or ride on a public bus, says Steve Slickman with the Urban Transportation Center at the University of Illinois.
When you increase fares, it tends to discourage ridership. If you increase fares too much, you discourage so much ridership that you really don't have an increase in revenue.
The problem is, none of the transit systems across the country make enough from fares to pay for themselves, says Mitchell Moss, director of NYU's Rudin Center for Transportation.
The actual fare rider could be paying half of the rider cost, sometimes two-thirds of it, but there's got to be another source of revenue.
Much of that comes from states, but the Department of Transportation is also warning that without intervention from Congress, a critical source of federal funds for many transit and highway projects will run out of money later this summer. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.